Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight, one final time in 2025. We're joined now by Morehill Mount Academy boys coach, that is Christian Wessel, brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, couple games to talk about, you know, since we spoke last week, and we'll start with the game Friday. Hiawatha, a solid team out of the Big East. You saw them again, as we mentioned, on Friday. 70-43, Redhawks get the win, and that was after you guys had defeated Royal Valley in the previous game. So you go back, had some time to maybe dissect that film a little bit. What'd you take away from that loss to Hiawatha on Friday?
They straight up beat us in every aspect of the game. They rebounded better than us. They defended better than us. We had a really hard time with the inside presence. We didn't do a great job at containing that. They shot over 80% from two, and then 40% from three. And those are tough numbers to beat. And I think part of that was defense, and another part of it was they were just very well prepared and had a great night.
When you look at the way your team bounced back, though, I mean, you played Jeff County North on Tuesday, close game, 57-51. Just a good way to bounce back. It didn't seem like you were too pleased with that game against Hiawatha, but bouncing back against a league opponent going into the break had to feel good getting that win and being more on the positive side of it going into these couple of weeks off here.
Yeah, it's nice to go into Christmas break with a win. It just gets everybody in a little bit better mood. I thought we played pretty well against JCN. JCN played really well too. They're big, really gave us a hard time. And they did a good job at working that ball to them as much as they could. And, you know, I thought we played really well. I thought we were poised. They made some runs on us at key moments of the game. And I thought our guys kind of stayed pretty disciplined and got through it. Guards played well. We shot the ball a little bit better, which is good. I'm very happy with that one.
Yeah, you guys hit 7 threes in that game. Campbell went for 22. Korbelik went for 15. Talk about those two, what you saw from them in that win.
Yeah, really good. You know, Adric's becoming more comfortable in his role, and he's expanded his game just so much. He's always been a good three-point shooter, but now he's really starting to be a slasher. He's getting to the rim. He's defending well, and yeah, he's all around good player right now. And then Jace, really big for Jace coming out, having a big night. He's had a couple of big nights for us, and Jace is also a scorer. He's a versatile scorer. He'll get to the rim on you. And so really good for their confidence, and really key aspects for our team. We gotta find some guys that are those scorers, and those two are really stepping up right now.
How nice is it to see kind of the improvements, the strides? Where are we at with this team now going into the break, maybe compared to that first game at the beginning of the month?
Yeah, we got the pieces. We're a little bit inexperienced at the varsity level, and that is shown. But we have the pieces. And I think the guys are starting to get more confident in themselves and in their role. I think all the is lining up to be real successful. And going into break, it's kind of head down, hungry mentality. We're going to practice as much as we're allowed to and keep working. And the guys are all committed to it. And so, we're looking forward to it.
What are you guys looking forward to improve upon? Asking coaches, what they want to do during the break, nine times out of 10, it's, we're working on ourselves, maybe going back to the fundamentals. Do you have a few key notes kind of at the top of your sheet as far as kind of checking some things off and to work on here these next couple weeks before you get back to it in early January?
Yeah, we're going to work really hard on our inside presence right now. That's an area that we're lacking. So we're going to work on that and work with our guards on how they can help better with that. That's going to be a big point of emphasis for us. And then, off ball movement is key. The games that we've won, the common denominator is that we've moved off the ball well and we've moved the ball. The games that we lost, we just played real flat footed offensively. So a lot of drills to work on that, a lot of conceptual stuff to be our focus.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, we appreciate it as always. Christmas right around the corner. Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Oh, Christmas Vacation all the way.
Okay. That's been probably in the top three as far as area coaches. It would be probably most common answer I'd say was Home Alone, probably Christmas Vacation number two. Heard quite a few Elves. I don't know. I'm a little 50-50 on that one. It's fine. But Christmas Vacation, you can't go wrong with that one. Very good answer, no doubt. Christian Wessel, that is Morehill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach. We really appreciate the time. Again, no game for them on Friday. They got a little bit of extra time this week after beating Jeff County North earlier this week on Tuesday. Again, that final 57-51. Coach, enjoy the next couple of weeks off. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you in early January.
Yeah, thank you.